1970. There was a man then who became known as the Key Man, and he was a prolific housebird, and no one could ever catch him. It was everyone's dream to catch him. He must have done hundreds, but he did do hundreds of burglaries. And he never got caught. But when I came back this time, back to Bishop Stortford, one night, a PC who was been called to the Dunmo Road where someone was interfering with lorries in a lorry park. Anyway, he went there and couldn't find anyone, and that was it. But there was a used car lot there then, and the PC was mooching around the used cars. And he saw a guy walk past him, and this guy had just done a burglary. So he said, "Oh, excuse me, can I have a word?" And the bloke ran. So he chased him, and during the chase, he discarded a bag of tools. Really interesting burglar's tools. Anyway, the bloke said, "I'm a car mechanic. I work at home at night because I can't sleep, and I needed a distributor cap." So he said, "I went out to steal one, put my hands up to it, fine. So I'll admit it all in the morning when the CID interview me." Anyway, when we interviewed him, looked at his tools, he had a pair of long-nosed pliers which had been filed down needle sharp. And these were what were being used to break into people's houses. In those days, there weren't that many plastic back doors. They were nearly wooden with a key. And if you locked your key, you locked the key at night. Most people never took the key out. So he would grab it from the other side, turn it, come in, usually take money from women's purses, and go out and lock the door behind him. So in many cases, people didn't even know it had been burglary. They knew there was money missing, but they didn't know how it happened. Members of the family got the blame. Wives had their bank accounts stopped because husbands said they were spending too much money. Anyway, I knew it was him straight away. He more or less admitted it, but he just sort of smiled, and you knew then that was him. So we did a deal with him. He lived at home on his own with just his cats. He hated people. And we allowed him to go home every night, and each morning we'd pick him up and he'd go out and show us the various houses he'd broken into. We'd give him lunch at the police station. For some reason he liked the prisoners' meals. And then take him home. And this went on for weeks. And on our very first day, we stopped at a road in the town and said, "Which ones did you do?" And he said, "It'd probably be easier if I tell you the ones I haven't done." He did something like 3,000 burglaries. And then eventually he also went further afield, Loudon, Woodford. And at some stage the chief constable said, "That's it, you've got to stop. Enough's enough." Again, I got a commendation for that, because he'd been probably the most prolific house burglar we've ever had in the county. And he went to prison for 6 years. But he did write to me in prison. And the very last paragraph of his letter was, "They must have known I was coming because they'd taken all the keys out the locks."